For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun. Governor John Bel Edwards and Eddie Rasponi are headed to a November 16 runoff in the race for Louisiana governor. Edwards was hoping to end the race early and win a second term with a strong showing in the primary, while there were still two Republican candidates splitting the vote. But he fell just short. Now the Republican Party is uniting behind Rasponi. Over the weekend in Kenner, they hosted a call-to-action rally. Jefferson Parish is traditionally a Republican stronghold, but Edwards had a surprisingly strong showing there, prompting party officials to increase their efforts in the voter-rich area.
Everybody, we're about ready. Everybody's ready to come in?
Louis Gervich, chairman of the Louisiana Republican Party, emceed the event, which was headlined by U.S. Senator John Kennedy and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise. The stage was crowded, underscoring that Edwards, aside from being the only Democratic governor in the Deep South, is the only Democrat in Louisiana who has been elected to statewide office. Until recently, the GOP was in a balancing act, choosing not to endorse either Rasponi or Congressman Ralph Abraham in the race, but needing to keep turnout high among the base to prevent Edwards from winning in the primary. They pulled it off. Here's Gervich again.
Over 200,000 more votes were cast in the primary of 2019 than were cast in either of the elections in 2015. I think we know where most of those votes went.
Rasponi and Abraham earned a combined 51% of the vote in the primary. Edwards earned 47%. Scalise said that got the attention of at least one person in Washington.
President Trump is all in on helping elect Eddie Rasponi to be our next governor. He noticed that on Saturday night, more than a majority of this state voted for a Republican governor. But you know what? It's not done. Our work is not done. We've got a few weeks left.
Republicans got a boost in the primary from a last-minute visit by Trump. And the president is almost as big a presence in the race as the candidates themselves. Rasponi's campaign has released four TV ads since the primary, but he doesn't appear in any of them. Instead, President Trump attacks Edwards.
Louisiana cannot take four more years of a liberal Democrat governor raising your taxes, killing your jobs, attacking your industries.
Liberal John Bel Edwards, the only governor.
Robert Hogan, chairman of Louisiana State University's political science department, says tapping into Trump's base of support could be a winning strategy for Rasponi in the runoff.
It's important to remember that Trump won this state with 58% of the vote in 2016. His approval rating is still quite high among Louisiana voters, despite some of the controversies and missteps he has had in recent weeks.
Edwards has changed his tone, too. His campaign launched ads attacking Rasponi for his business record and appealing to Abraham voters put off by the intra-party attacks in the primary. Pollster John Cuvion says that approach makes sense for Edwards, given the primary results. 168,000 more white voters turned out on October 12th than did in the last governor's race, diluting the number of black voters, Democrats' most reliable demographic. Edwards will likely increase his voter outreach efforts with that community, but he can't make a big enough improvement with black voters alone to win the race. So,
Governor Edwards is trying to chip away at the Abraham vote, figuring that that's worth a point or two, and the combination of those two, I think, would get him to 50.
Voters will have the final say when they head to the polls. Election Day is November 16th, and early voting begins Saturday, November 2nd. For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Book Festival, Saturday, November 2nd in downtown Baton Rouge. LouisianaBookFestival.org.